Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the 4th of July, that great American holiday. Dead solid center summer. Picnics, baseball, lemonade, 5th graders flying past with red, white, and blue streamers flowing from their bicycle handlebars. Where's the bad? It's a party the whole country can get into. Nobody gets bogged down in politics watching a parade, except for the grinning idiots waving while sitting on the back of the convertibles. This particular birthday celebration transcends partisanship. You don't have to be in a red state to barbecue red meat. Even here in San Francisco, we did the patriotic thing so big and bad, wouldn't have been surprised to see Nathan Hale high-fiving the whole damn town. The hardest part was keeping the bean sprouts from slipping through the grates of the grill. And we had a lovely roasted sun-dried tomato basil reduction, which you may know as ketchup. We are so beyond blue here. We are post-blue. We are indigo, eggplant, aubergine, cerulean, periwinkle. And yes, we know the difference. We have fireworks in the fog. The whole damn sky turns colors. But you can't hear a thing. Which is so weird, because the 4th of July is also the loudest of our holidays. Now let's drink a lot of beer and handle explosives. And thus, it's the day where many nicknames are christened, such as Lefty and Patch. Happy 237th birthday, America. I just want to say in the right light, you don't look a day over 195. Have a great summer, everybody. Stay cool and dry and vertical, or hot and wet and horizontal. Whichever works. And you know that whole bipartisan celebration thing? Be nice to keep that going the whole summer, wouldn't it? Yeah, right. Nice fantasy, Tolkien. Don't forget the sunblock. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.